In the halakha this morning, we learned the great value of the prayer that we say on Shabbat Kodesh, Nishmat Kol Chai. The Tur brings down in Resh Pe'alef that after Az Yashir Moshe, on Shabbat, the custom is to add the special praise called Nishmat. And the Lebush explained, Mipnei HaNishama Yitera Sheyesh LeAdam B'Shabbat. That since we receive an extra neshama on Shabbat, like the Zohar Kadosh says, so this paragraph is added in honor of that neshama yitera. The language of the Zohar Kadosh is actually in Parashat Vayakel, in Reshe, Amud Bet, Hayoma, Iyu Yomad de Neshmatin. The day of Shabbat is the day of the neshamot. Tetatera, Hu, Tzerulad Neshmatin. That's the day that's crowned by being bound by the neshamot. Begin kach, because of this, we praise Borei Olam Tushpachtat Nishmeta. We praise God with the special song of the Neshama, which is what V'Hainu Nishmat Kol Chai Tevarech Et Shemcha. So you see from over here that the Zohar Kadosh already mentions this prayer of Nishmat. Rav Chida in the She'elot U'Tshuvot Tov Ayin in Siman Yudchet Otamadeh says Nishmat Kol Chai Metukan Kodem Shesider Rabbi HaMishnayot Share Bezohar Eskiro. He says, you see already that this prayer of the Shmat is a very old prayer. It was established even before the times of the Mishnah. It's already written in the Zohar. And therefore he says that all these words of Nishmat, Nazin and La'in, that they're very, very mystical, secret words, V'ramuz bedvarim kama shemot ha-kodesh, and many shemot ha-kodesh are hidden in these words in this paragraph. And therefore, obviously, it is a great prayer to be careful in order to say it. Furthermore, the Sefarim bring down the Eliyahu Rabbah, or the Mechila, Rabbi David Pardo, in his Sefer Mechtam de David, Ola Chaim Siman Yud Gimal, Shehu Achana Lechte Shiyucha Lekabel Tosefet HaNefesh, which means in order to receive the extra neshama yitera on Shabbat, you need a preparation. So he says that the Nishmat Kol Chai actually prepares the body in order to receive this great upgrade of neshama yitera. Furthermore, the Ben Ish Chai brings down in his halakhot something from the Sefer Hasidim, that there's a tradition that the books say is badukum nuseh, that's tried and tested. That if a person is chas v'shalom going through a difficult time, he's going through a troubling time, etzara, that he should accept upon himself at that moment that when he gets saved from it, he will take 10 people and he'll recite the Nishmat Kol Chai in its entirety in order to give praise to Borei Olam. That acceptance alone is zechut enough to get the person out of the trouble. All the more so, when we say it on Shabbat, it can save a person not to get into trouble. If the Shmat can save a person who's in trouble already, then he should get saved from it. It can prevent it as well. And therefore, on the Shabbat Kodesh, we say the Az Yashir, which tells us how God took us out of Mitzrayim. That's a past redemption. Then we say the Nishmat, and we're praying to God that God should save us from future troubles as well. And therefore, again, it should be noted that one should be extra careful. That's why we hire Hazanim to sing the Nishmat. It's supposed to be said bin'imah, in a pleasant voice. It's supposed to be said every word with the proper kavanah, because its value is very great. As I heard from Rav Chaim Brin, that he said, where is the central day of the week is Shabbat, and the central focus of Shabbat is the Nishmat. That means the bullseye of the week is the Nishmat Kol Chai. That's the highlight of the entire week. This moment that we say the Nishmat. And therefore there's great value in this tefillah. Therefore we should commit ourselves again to say it with the proper kavanot. And Bezat Hashem will be able to benefit from all the sigulot that are behind these great words.